Good afternoon, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and as ever, I'm just delighted to be here with you. We have a lot of news to give today, but before we do, I understand that there is a caller waiting on the line. So why not we take that caller and then get into our news? Hello, who's calling, please?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Ann calling. How are you?
Hi, Ann. We're fine, dear. What can we do for you?
I'm wondering if you're able to access any information regarding my path and what message they have for me at this point in time.
Well, they don't usually give messages. They usually answer questions, and they answer a question based. See, that the question is needed to send, to open up the proper place, because if you think about all the lifetimes you've lived on this planet, plus all the experiences that you've had from the time you were created, it's a pretty big record. Now,
yes.
You did say you wanted to know your path. Is that what you said?
Well,
P-A-T-H?
Yes, but then if they're asking to be specific, because...
Yes.
Then how to stop the current blockages, and what can I do to stop the current blockages?
Now, what kind of blockage are you talking about? A spiritual blockage or physical blockage?
I'm a healer, and I can do everything for everyone else and cannot do anything for myself, nothing.
I'm not laughing at you, Ian.
I know.
Believe me. I'm kind of chuckling because I work with a lot of healers. And out of the healers that I know, there is only one that I know that works on themselves. When we got a problem, we call each other. There aren't too many healers that seems to be effective at working on themselves for whatever reason. I never asked the reason. I just accepted it. If you've listened to my other shows on Saturday and Wednesday, you know that we have Charlene McNeil and Carolyn Allen come on. You're aware of them,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, we all work on each other.
Maybe we should ask, why am I unable to heal myself? Now, please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. I have a very, very rare blood and liver genetic disease with no treatment and no cure. There is pain 24 hours a day. It never leaves. If I get calm, I can ask for the pain to either go away or be reduced momentarily. But that does not help me with regards to my own blockages. I can heal broken bones through thought. There's incredible things I can do on healing. And yet, to reduce or remove my own blockages, I've been working on myself spiritually for over 40 years.
That can get discouraging when you've got a problem that you don't seem that takes
right.
a long time to resolve. Well, listen, I will see what we can find out, Ann.
Thank you.
But what I really would suggest that you do is call in also on my Saturday show when Caroline is with us. Now, she'll be on the show next Saturday because we do this every other Saturday.
Okay.
Then many times on Wednesdays, Charlene is on the show. Now, this Wednesday she will not be because Archangel Michael wants, believe it or not, I kind of chuckle a little when I say this, but Archangel Michael has asked to be on the Wednesday show.
Wonderful.
He's doing his show Wednesday.
Okay.
So Charlene will not be on the show next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Okay.
And I would suggest, in addition to what we might try today, to call those 2 days. You see, there's another thing that is going on, and I can speak this from personal experience, and maybe you can relate to this. When we have a problem, no matter what it is, we get caught up in some way with the emotional aspect of it. We're not as dispassionate
yes.
with ourselves as we are with other people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, someone else comes to us and they ask for a healing, and usually the healer can get into a meditative state and very calmly go to that place where they can work on the energies and accomplish something. But for the individual, there seems to be a fear. And I'm not saying this is true with you, but I think with many people, there's a fear of dying. That comes up rather quickly. And there is also there's some other emotions that are going on. There's a sense of a betrayal, especially if you're working with other people. It's like, oh, I do all this for everybody else. Why can't, you know, what have I done? Why am I not being helped? So there's a lot of emotions that go on, and these are very difficult. This is my own personal belief. I think it is very difficult to get over, and these are just two emotions that I meant, the many emotions that come up into a person's energy field. And so you have to overcome that before you can even get to the place where you can work on the own healing.
I understand think, what you're saying. I've moved beyond all of that, including ego and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want a subjective opinion from myself because it may be, misguided. And this is why I keep searching for someone that has pure intent, pure
mm-hmm.
love, to see if there's someone out there that is meant to give me some guidelines here, guide.
Well, we'll see what we can get for you,
okay.
But I really do encourage you to call at one of these. Yeah, because the ladies, they are very good, and then with my energy involved also, and the other spiritual forces that come in to work on the healing, I just think it would be very beneficial to you. Okay, we'll see what we can do, Anne.
Thank you.
Give us a moment. You know how the process works.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Takes a moment to connect. Right now, I'm in active beta, and it takes a moment. So thank you for your patience. Well, what they're telling me, Anne, is, and these are the cherubim, you, along with others, have come in to be a physical model for ascension. This is not for the world to see, but it is for you, even though you do this unconsciously most of the time, work with the spiritual hierarchy, and these individuals are being physically monitored in the sense that they have been willing to go much higher in the energy fields, actually beyond the energy fields that are around this planet, that you are connected to a very
right.
high source of
I know.
Energy.
I know.
And what'd you say?
I know this. This is why I cannot talk to people, as I said, that are not pure love and pure intent.
Yes. So you, along with others, came in as a volunteer to be this connection to these very high fields, very high frequencies. And this is part of the ascension process. In other words, you have volunteered for this process like a way shower. Now, as the ascension process moves along, there has to be a group that is sort of processing these energies before the rest of humanity, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so there is, I hate to use this word, but in a sense, this is my own word, not the chair. Sort of like acting as a guinea pig, so
yes.
to speak.
That's exactly why I'm a bleeder. I'm suffering for humanity. That's
yes.
why the disease that I have has no cure or treatment, and it's the highest pain index on the McGill pain index
mm-hmm.
because I am to suffer that humanity's suffering is less.
Well, they're not disagreeing with that.
Mm-hmm.
What they are saying is that we came in, we arranged these contracts beforehand, and when we were on the other side, it seemed like, oh, we can do that. But we were looking at these aspects from the spiritual realm and not connected to biology.
Yeah.
And so we come down here, we become involved in biology, and there is a whole different perspective now of what the soul and the body must go through.
Right.
And so there is the possibility here that contracts can be renegotiated. Now, you say, yes, you're doing this for the human race, but there comes a time when people have reached the limit of, like I said, the biology.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple things at points here. There are people in the world who, now they're not doing this consciously, they're doing it on a soul level. They do agree to come in and help take some of the burden of those who agreed originally to do this. And so this would be very, I think, a very important thing for you to do is to renegotiate your contract.
Okay.
Now, have you considered that?
I have been doing that for about the past 15 or 20 years.
Have you written it down?
Yes.
Have you signed
on
it?
A daily basis.
Okay, that is very important. We are told that renegotiating the contract and writing it down, and when you renegotiate the contract, you really have to think out what the parameters are going to be, what the edge, so to speak, in other words, how far you're going to go, and exactly spell it all out to date it and to sign it. Now, you say that you've been doing that.
Yes, and I'm asking, why then have they not agreed to renegotiate it? Why no response?
Not sure that there's not a response. You're asking another question now. Let's see what we can find out. They're telling me that the contract can be renegotiated. Let's see why, what you're doing that's not placing this where it needs to go. Have you contacted Archangel
Michael?
Oh, No. It's not Melchizedek. My mind has just slipped.
That's on
purpose. This is my human mind.
Yes.
Can't think of his name. Yeah,
you're not meant, because it's not meant for you to say it.
Oh, okay. Send me an email at carolyn@carolynevers.com.
Okay.
There is an archangel that you can go to and ask his assistance. You have taken on a very, how shall I say this, important mission. And this individual, oh, they're telling me I shouldn't say that. Okay, listen, just
you
send
see,
me
that's
an email.
What I'm saying. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it too, didn't you, dear?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, not supposed to give the name of this.
No.
This angel, send me an email. I will send the email back to you. Apparently, he is sitting on a throne as a judge. I'll give you the rest of the details if you send me an email. But we are being told that the contract can be negotiated. And I understand what you're going through, because I'm very much aware of the path that you have taken. So send me the email. We will suggest to you who to contact to renegotiate this. And then, let me see. The Wednesday, either one, the Saturday or the Wednesday, but make certain that you do talk to Shirley McNeil on my Wednesday show. You can see both of them, but they are telling me specifically to contact her.
All right. Are you allowed to say, will this path get more harmonious, more balanced for me in the physical, in the biology aspect?
Let me see if I understand your question. You are asking me, I think what you're really asking me is, are you going to have some relief from the physical pain that you're having?
Well, no, not only the physical, it would be the money blockage. In other words, I've never been allowed to have anything what I want and need. It's exactly what they think I should have at that particular second. Everything has been taken from me hundreds of times. Nothing. I'm left with nothing.
That might be playing out in your life right now, but that is not the intention of Source. The cherubim are showing me a queen who sits on her throne. She has a scepter in one hand. Oh, this is Mother Mary, the Queen of Heaven.
Yes, I saw.
Oh, you saw that. Well, of course,
yes.
You know, you can see her hair then. It's,
yes.
It's kind of wavy, long, flowing, and she is saying that, you have to excuse me, sometimes it's hard to, none of my children are bereft of my consolation, none. She's very, specific about that and emphatic, actually. And you who have volunteered to be a shining light like a diadem in my crown would never be left bereft.
The problem is I never am. Always what is absolutely necessary is manifest exactly at that second, but it's never more, 1 millimeter more than one penny, more than what is absolutely necessary.
And she is saying, my dear, raise the bar. Raise the bar of what is necessary. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand, but how? I work on this daily.
She is saying that you have gone very high in the spiritual process through the dimensions, and I think I'm not telling you something that you don't already know.
I know.
And the higher that one goes, the more, it's not exactly purification per se, but things from the past, and she's not talking here about this particular life, but
I know.
The energy that has been caught or captured from past lifetimes, that for someone like you who has gone as high as you have, this purging, and she is using the word purging, is extremely difficult. And it is because you are as high as you are in the dimensional plane, so to speak.
Okay.
That each step that you have taken, there has had to be more purging from the biology.
Yes.
And from the emotional system.
Right.
And I know, my dear, from personal experience just how hard this is. Sometimes it is so difficult you can't put one, or you don't think you're going to put one foot above in front of the other.
But we have no choice but to continue to put the feet one after
right.
the other.
That is right. We have no choice. It is something that we chose to do. She shows me your soul as this beautiful, it's not exactly a priestess, but it is in a sense a priestess, the keeper of the temple. You were on her right side. Do you see yourself seeing
yes.
your soul? Yes, yes. She's handing you, it almost looks like a leaf from a tree. I can't think of the name of it, but you must see it.
I see it, yes.
Yeah. It's a sign of purity.
Yes.
In the early art, in the early church, they showed these martyrs who were considered very, very pure with a branch. She is handing you this branch. She is saying that this year in particular, it will be difficult not only for you but for the other light workers who are working at your level because of all of the energies that are coming to this planet. And what she is saying is you can negotiate your contract. You will get help from the two healers that we are speaking of. Oh, my dear, she is turning your way. Can you see her
yes,
putting her
yes.
arms around you?
Yes.
Yes, yes. She's embracing you.
I know. I feel her. My whole body is
yes.
very, very high frequency now.
Yeah, she got off her throne, and she is walking over to your side to actually get closer. And she's showing you her heart. And she is saying that you are, your heart is of her heart, and that the two of you have loved humanity so that you have suffered. And she said this will be so much easier by year end, and that these 3 months are especially difficult for you because of the energies that are coming in.
You mean April, May, June, or January, February, March?
No, April, May, March, April, and May.
Ugh.
These were the ones Archangel is working with. We have been working with him and these energies for humanity. And she says, be patient, that you are going to see a great deal of relief by the end of this year. And if you listen to the rest of the show, as you finish with this, you will get some idea of what Archangel Michael is talking about. Have you gone to the archives to listen to my March 17th show that was done with Archangel Michael?
I will go there today and listen
yeah.
after your program.
Yeah,
but this is what they say, the same thing, that I will see a great deal of relief by the end of the year, and I've been listening to this for years.
Well, no, the reason for this is because this energy here that is coming has not been in this part of the cosmos. It was here, the beginning of this planet was just first created and was in the cooling process. This is coming from what is called the Eye of Isis, and
oh.
this is the time that this energy is coming to this earth, preparing us for ascension, and this is coming because of the supernova of 1987A. The astronomers first saw that in 1987. That's why it's been given the name. And this is the swath of energy that is coming from that right now.
Okay.
And so this year we'll see a big change energy-wise.
Okay.
Anyway, Anne,
I shall send you an email and refer to the time that I spoke with you.
Right, dear.
And all my loving kindness to all. Thank you for everything.
And to you, dear.
Thank you. All the best. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Well, my friends, that was a way to start off the show today, wasn't it? We're not going to take any more calls until I read this message from Archangel Michael. And there is a reason for this, and it is because he is sending this out to prepare for the Wednesday, March 28th show on Cosmic Connections. And he wanted me to read this so that you understand what is going to happen if you tune in next Wednesday or join the conference call with the members of the Conclave. And now this is March 28th on the Wednesday show. And this is from Archangel Michael. On that day, we will present another BBS radio event whereby we will lead you in a meditation to clear your physical body of all of the toxins from food additives, impure drinking water, and impure air. Even though it might seem that you are drinking pure water and breathing pure air, I am here to say that there are particulates in the air. If you just hold this, we've got to read this.
Okay.
There are particulates in the air you breathe from emissions that have been put out there by modern-day living. There are smokestacks all across your country, electrical generating systems that are run with nuclear material. These wastes are put into the air to be recirculated over your planet. The water that seems crystal clear has particulates that were not intended to be mixed with them. There have been compounds that have formed that are not beneficial to the human physical or even animal life. In some countries, there is the routine slashing and burning of depleted crops to make way for the new spring planting, and this has added to the worldwide pollution also. Air currents, such as they are, can circle the earth many times before the particulates fall to the surface. This causes other compounds to form that hinder the organisms that produce new crops and over time have affected internal cellular repair in the physical body. Even people who eat at the optimum health level, such as consuming organic food and eating in the proper ratios so that the digestion and assimilating of the food produces an alkaline condition, they are assaulted on the cellular level by the particulates in the air and the soil. It is necessary to clear these additives from the human frame, and we will work with this on Miss Evers' Wednesday show, Cosmic Connections. On March 27th, I came with Mother Mary and her angels, Mary of Magdala and her cherubs, along with Yeshua, Pope John Paul, and a host of other spiritual hierarchy. We will all come again, along with my warrior angels, to complete this work. Much was cleared from those who participated, but there is more work to do. Because of the energies that have come to your planet during March, it makes this work easier to complete now rather than later. This work can be completed later this year, as all of these energies that are coming now are here because of a massive spray of energy from the supernova of 1987A. We are here to tell you that next month, during April, the Earth will still be receiving these energies, but what is contained in that spray still to come, but very near, is the ability to clear the chakras. The chakras are changing their shape as the cells of the physical body are moving towards being crystalline. The new chakra form must be compatible with the newer crystalline cells. We will work with that energy, but instead of on the radio show, we will contain our work to telephone conference calls. The reason is that the work must be contained in smaller groups, because when changing the energies of the chakra system, the individuals involved must be on a similar energetic level and not open to bands of energy flow from those who might want to interfere with this. What we are saying is that this work is of a more delicate nature and must be contained in a small group instead of a large group. We ask that there be coordinated small groups of not more than 10 or 15 individuals who will be working together in a concerted effort to realign their chakra systems. They must be connected to the river flow of energy coming through to them through a conduit of love. It is important that only love be the operating energy flow. Nothing else will be allowed. As each participant enters the conference call, they will immediately be surrounded by an energy band of love that will be held by my warrior angels. This will act as insulation for the work that will be done through the efforts of Mother Mary and Mary of Magdala. They will be assisted by Yeshua and Pope John Paul. For those who might not be aware of the entity who found his work in the Catholic Church as Pope John Paul II, he did this at the request of Mother Mary, the Queen of Heaven. This was designed to work with a large group of souls who were good intentioned. What the organizational church might have held in their belief system was not placed there by the soul, and he worked the best that he could to bring peace and honor to his work. Understand that he is an energy worker of a very advanced stage, and his work with his group holds the energy and sustains it, as he is an ancient soul who has monitored the earth from the very beginning. This soul will be working with many on this planet, and their work will lay the foundation for a newer energy that will be coming by year end. There will be great change coming from this work, and you will see a greater division between those who live under the direction of love and those who are living under the sword of control and domination. You will see changes of great magnitude in the political systems of the world, and they will be led through love and the setting up of a foundation of bringing forth the unity of people towards freedom of personal direction. This is our objective for the planet and those who wish to work with us. Understand that this is of the highest planetary service and also for personal clearing and growth. So, my friends, tune in Wednesday if you are able. That will be the second clearing of the physical. And then if you wish to join us for the individual conference calls, you have to let me know at carolyn@carolynevers.com. We will set you up with small groups, and these individuals will be working on your chakra system. And one last message. He signs this, Archangel Michael, and he says, "This is an answer to my promises made to you when you came with me as my light workers when this experiment was begun. These are the steps leading up to the end of this cycle, and I am here as I said I would be, with my sword of protection and guidance." So consider that, my friends. Tune in Wednesday. And those who wish to have the change to the new chakra system, consider joining in the groups between, the small groups, like we said, of 10 or 15 people. So that is the end of his message, and we will take our caller. And your name, sir?
Hello, Carolyn. This is Brian. How are you?
Brian?
Yes. B-R-I-A-N.
Oh, okay, that Brian. All right, I was spelling it different.
How are you?
What can we do? I'm great, Brian.
Well,
and what can we do for you?
I wanted to say, as you read that was beautiful.
Yes.
And,
you can feel the energy, can't you?
Yes, and you speak from the heart, and that's what's so amazing.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
I feel that I'm a very ancient soul. and I wanted to call in and ask a question. My question is, what are my spiritual gifts?
Oh, I've got to laugh at that because there are so many, Brian. I laugh at that, not that I'm laughing at you, but it is kind of a quirk of humanity.
Okay.
I get all these readings from the cherubim, and when
should I
question
in a different way, maybe?
No. It's just that when I get all these readings, and
I
see the beauty of how our souls were created and what the Master Creator put within our soul as it was being called into form. The duties and the abilities are so magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get down here and the memory of who we are and what we have done in the past is cut.
Amnesia.
We've agreed to do it. And so here we are sitting here. We're kind of bobbing around and we are this incredibly masterful thing of a soul. And it's like, oh, what am I supposed to be doing? What have I done? Oh, like, you know, the thing is we all do this.
Yes.
So just let me so that I understand it. See, there's so much information in your book of records. I want to make sure I'm asking the question to your satisfaction. You want to know your path, your mission, who you were. Can you just guide me a little as to get down to the exact thing that you want to know?
I would like to know what my spiritual gifts are now in this lifetime. My physical body.
Okay,
right,
your spiritual gifts. And you want to know this because you want to make sure that you are working with them? Is that why?
Yes, I want to know if I'm connected with the angelic realm already.
Okay, we will do this. Here is a loving heart who is trying his best to fulfill what he needs to do. So give me a minute. Let me connect, because after all, the cherubim are far from here. You know, they're in the center of the cosmos.
What's that?
So, I said the cherubim who have these records are in the center of the cosmos.
They're for source and center.
Yes. Let me just tell you this real quick, since you don't know this. This is incredibly beautiful. Source is in the center of the cosmos.
Yes, I know that.
And one of the first beings that were sent off was the cherubim. And their creation is not in vibration, so the cherubim can't read exactly how they were created, but they feel that it is a part of the Creator that is returning love to the Creator. And then, so that, you know, you hear this statement about the seraphim, I don't know if I said the cherubim, I meant the seraphim, continuously
praises. You said seraphim?
Yes, the seraphim.
Yes.
They are returning Source's love back to Source. So Source sits in this energy of constant love being turned back. It's almost like a wave going back to Source. Then around the seraphim are the cherubim. Now, the cherubim, they were created in vibration, and there are two levels of cherubim. The one level that is the closest to Source, which is right below the seraphim, is that group that takes that vibration from Source, moves it out into the whole cosmos, brings it in a circular motion back to Source again. And what that does is that picks up all of the history. Everything that is going on in the cosmos is picked up by that energetic wave, but it is also sustaining creation. Without that energetic wave moving throughout the cosmos, life could not exist as we know it at all. So it is the cherubim's energy from Source that's keeping that intact. Now, on the outside of that level, there's another group of cherubim, and their function, their main function, is working in vibration. And so all of the records of the individuals, now the top layer is like reporting back on creation and matter and energy and so forth. The bottom layer, it has to do with the records of the individual souls. And so these records go up through a path, and they are held by that band of cherubim. And that is the records that we are reading from. And if you want to know about the different levels of the records, they call this the Universal Akashic Records. And on my website at carolynevers.com, there's a picture there of the Akashic Records. You can go into that and read, because they explain the different levels of the Akashic Records, and it's very fascinating.
Are they kind of nudging me to do this?
What?
Are the angelic realm trying, are my guides trying to nudge me into working with the Akashic Records?
Well, let's do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
The question that you asked was, was your gifts,
mm-hmm.
and let's see what they say about that first.
Okay.
Now, I am not doing a reading per se on the radio because the readings are too involved.
Sure.
We can't get into all the information that is available. So what
That's
they
fine.
Usually show me is images. When I ask a question, they've opened your record, they've looked at it, and then they send me an image because it's much faster to get the information out to you. So the words aren't, when you hear the words, they could just melt your heart, but
sure.
they're showing your soul to me looking like a fountain, one of these fountains where the spray goes very high, comes
mm-hmm.
down, it's all glistening. It's glistening like this fountain is in bright sunlight. And it's wide, actually. It's not just a narrow little path of water going up. This is a very wide spray.
Mm-hmm.
And what they are showing me that for is for you to know that you carry a vast range of abilities that comes forth out of a very wide spray. That's why they're showing me that your reservoir of soul carries much abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the second question you wanted to know is if you were connected to the angelic realm. Is that?
Yes.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay. I got to laugh because I get so amused, not at you, but it's just it's just the human condition. I don't know if you're ready for this.
No, I am.
They're showing me a picture of an angelic who came here wearing the physical human biology of the human being, and they're saying that was you. So how does that fit?
That sounds pretty good.
Huh?
That sounds pretty good.
Well, so
what does that mean?
They're saying, my dear, is no, not exactly. You're not exactly connected to the angelic realm. You're one of the angelic realms.
I'm one of the realms. Wow. So you're saying that I'm carrying many souls within me? Or, I mean,
no,
even when we have past lives.
No, didn't say that.
Okay.
Didn't say that. Don't. Okay. That's not what I said.
Please explain.
Well, it's not strange. Actually, there really are a lot of angelics walking on the planet at this time. You understand that, Brian, don't
yes.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are many angelics who have come from the angelic realm, and they have sacrificed much to take on the human biology at this point. Some of it, some of the reasons why they did this was to help balance the system, because
mm-hmm.
the system was thrown out of great balance during
right.
the time of Atlantis. And so there were angelics who were called at that time to help keep balance on the planet. There are also other... Huh?
Was that also a part of the Lucifer Rebellion? Did you ask them?
Well, see, you're getting now into something off track, but there
okay.
was a group that were able to be contained to the lower levels of spiritual attainment, and they
yeah.
tried to take over creation for their own benefit.
Yes.
But they are telling me that it was not Lucifer that did this, that there is some confusion as to names, but they say also that names are not really important.
Okay.
But that did, in fact, happen. But you were not part of that.
Thank God.
that these... also, there is a group of angelics who are here working because this is the end of the 200,000-year cycle.
Wow.
And if you look scientifically at what happened 200,000 years ago, you will see that Homo sapiens, as we are considered in the scientific group, that is when humanity in that form made its entranceway into the physical.
Okay.
And so that was the beginning of the cycle, and we are now coming to the end of the cycle. This is the end of that 200,000-year cycle, and this is the time of perfection for the human form. This is what's known, and you know this word, the Adam Cadman. This is the time when we are going to be taking on those abilities and gifts that were placed into the grid system by a group of human beings who gave great service to the planet. And those gifts and abilities are there waiting for us for when we take them on. We've got a few more steps to take. You know, one of the things that we talked about today that Archangel Michael is working with,
yes.
it is the cells are turning crystalline. The next step is going to be that the chakras have to be worked with so that they are more compatible now with the crystalline structure.
I know that you spoke of the call in right before you have the next enclave, and I was wondering if you could do a healing for me to prepare me for that so I can call in also next week.
No, that's all done.
Okay.
That's not done by me. That is
okay.
done by the individuals that we spoke of. That
okay.
is what Mother Mary and Mary Magdala and their angels and Yeshua,
okay.
Pope John Paul,
yeah.
and a group of other spiritual hierarchy. Now, I'm going to let them do their job.
Sure.
My job is to organize this and to lead them, to lead the people in a position where these other individuals can these other souls can come in and do the work.
Okay.
One of the
yeah.
things that they are saying on the individual calls is that each soul, as they join the conference call, there will be Archangel Michael's warrior angels surrounding them so that they are only going to be enveloped in love.
Okay. And my last thing before I let you go is, do they see me as a great teacher?
What they are saying is we are all teachers.
Okay.
Every one of us is a teacher, whether it is something of a humble path just to teach those around us, or whether it is to teach large groups, whether it is to reach out to human to the human needs. It has to do with intent, and it is the person's intent, and it is also has to do with a desire that the Creator placed in your soul at the moment of that you were called into form. Let me see. I will ask them what colors. Bear with me. I'm going to ask them what colors were there when your soul was being called into form. When the Creator created souls, there was a creation table, and that creation table was so enormous that to a human being, it would seem like they were looking into eternity.
Wow.
And Source had a blueprint. Source had already put together a plan as to how the cosmos would evolve, and these souls were called into form because Source was so large in its composition that Source couldn't go out into the cosmos, so because it would unbalance the all of creation. And so what Source did, and what your soul is and my soul is and everyone else is, Source called forth particles of itself. And when you look at this, it looks like this enormous wave of tiny little white particles that came off from Source onto this creation table. I mean, we're talking about an immense picture here. It is dynamic. Everything is moving. And there was an emotion of love. This is what Source is. And so as these particles are coming forth, Source is sending out its love. And the love that Source sends out makes the particles almost look like they are dancing for joy, as joy is a great part of love. Now, as Source is going through this information, seeing where there is a need, then Source thinks of the souls. Every soul that has been created, yours and mine and everyone, when we were called forth, Source was calling us forth to fulfill a certain need, and Source thought of you. You are not alone. Source knows each and every soul that was created. Each and every soul was brought into form to fulfill a particular mission. And so when these three things come together, the particles from Source, sound, intent, and color, it is like a magical thing. These particles come forth, and the soul is created. And the cherubim call that cosmic magic. And your light, they are showing me this golden light. I'm not seeing the colors there that are usually there in creation, but it is golden light. It is broadcast. It almost looks like an explosion of a giant 4th of July rocket scene. And along the top of the golden lights, there is this blue tinge, which you see is, yes, it's spiritual, but it is also mental. I would suspect that you have a great mind for grasping concepts. You think about things first before you make decisions, and when you make a decision, you really follow it. However, you are here at this point in time to be working with the energies as they come in, and it is in preparation for ascension. There is a group of souls that were needed to be willing to take the energies, to turn them over to the angelic realm to be put into the grid system. So you are one of the beings here because this is a planet of free will that had to agree to do this because this is a free will planet. And so right now you're doing it unconsciously, but you could do it consciously. And right now we're up at the end, my dear Brian. You can call
in
another time.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Karen. I want to say for the work that you've done, and just God bless you, and thank you, Archangel Michael.
Yes, we have to go, and thank you for your well wishes. And so, my friends, I would like to say goodbye to each and every one of you. I love you. You are in my heart. And so tune in to Cosmic Connections on Wednesday. If you wish to be part of the conference call for April, let me know, Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com. And my light and my love is with each and every one of you. Goodbye for now.